Boys, I'm moving our discussion over here on Lamaches Mabez from Chadash into Arla. So the Gemara tells us, quotes a Mishnah Tanan Hasam, HaChadash Asmin HaTayra, Chadash is Asmin HaTayra B'chol Mokim, like Rabbi Lazar. HaArla, Halacha, Arla is a Halacha Kelayim Midivrei Seferim. Kelayim is Midivrei Seferim. So my Halacha, what is the Gemara, what does the Mishnah mean when it says Arla is a Halacha in Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz? So there's a machlaikas. One opinion is it refers to Hilchos Medina. It's a minog, even less than a regular din de Rabbanon. And Ula Amar Rabbi Yochanan, and that's how we paskin, is that it's halacha l'moshe misinai. That our law in Eretz Yisrael is a pasuk of the Torah, Parashas Kedoshim, but our law in Chutz La'aretz is a halacha l'moshe misinai. That's how we paskin. If you look though in the Rambam, the Rambam quotes this halacha. The Rambam writes, a person who eats a kezayis of tevel, that's derabanan, either from those vegetables or fruits, so you don't have to be mafish shuma midiraisa, or in those areas that are smuchim teretz Yisrael, it's only midirabanan, or he eats from keloi hakerem, wheat planted together with grapes, va'arla shel chutz la'aretz, and arla and chutz la'aretz makanoi soy makas mardos, he gets malkas derabanan. The problem is, if we're dealing with a din midiraisa, we don't paskin that this is a minig hilchos medina. We paskin that it's a halacha l'moshe misinai. Why is it that you don't get malchus midiraisa? This is a din midiraisa like every other din midiraisa. How come just because it's a halacha l'moshe misinai, it's only malchus mardus? So one possibility of understanding this halacha in the Rambam is based on the Ran. The Ran writes in Masechet Shabbos, with regards to Mavir Dawad Amos B'Shus HaRabim, the last of the Lama Tess Ovis Malachos is the Moitzi Mirashus L'Rashus. A person who takes something out of a Rashus HaRabim and brings it into Rashus HaYochid, or out of Rashus HaYochid and brings it into Rashus HaRabim. So, whole first parak of Masechta Shabbos. However, later on in the Masechta, in the Tzadi Zayin, the Gemara tells us not only is, and the Gemara alludes to it earlier, but the main sugya is later on, not only is a moitzi mirshus l'rishus chayv on Shabbos, a person who takes something out of Rishus HaRabim brings it to Rishus HaYochid, vice versa, but even a person who's mavir da'ad amas b'Rishus HaRabim, he moves something, picks it up in the Rishus HaRabim, the public domain, and he moves it four amas, like seven and a half feet, and then he puts it back down, he's also chayv on Shabbos. Also violates Haitzel Midaraisa. Even though he didn't transfer Rishuyas, he moved it from one place to the other, still violates the Malach of Haitzel. However, the Gemara there tells us it's Halacha L'Maisha Misinai. How do you know Mavir Dawad Amos is included in Maitzim Rishus Rishus? It's Halacha L'Maisha Misinai. So writes the Ran over there, in that Gemara about Mavir Dawad Amos Rishus HaRabim, Mufisha Dawad Amos show other Rishus Ahein, because your four Amos are like your personal space. Now that's your personal space for other areas in Halacha too. So my four amas are the space, the natural space of this item. That's like a Rishus HaYachid. It's not the same. It's in a public domain, in the middle of Times Square. But if you pick it up out of the natural space of this item, it's the equivalent, or it's comparable to a person who transferred something from Rishuyos, moved it from Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaRabim, because you took it out of my personal space, moved it into a different space. The Mavir Dawad Amos Rishus HaRabim Hilchseg Mirila. It's halacha l'moshe misinai. Hainu l'chay ba midin moitzi. Meaning, we're going to consider this to be moitzi mirashus l'rishus. Mishum hachi oinshin alein. That's why, if you violate this, you'll incur the penalties of being mechal Shabbos. Hayo benism chogot tarish b'ksav. Since it's connected really to moitzi mirashus l'rishus, moitzi mirashus l'rishus is one of the lam tes avos melachos that's considered to be an explicit pasuk in the Torah. That's why it's repeated 39 times, referring to corresponding to each one of these 39 melachos. So that's a pasuk in the Torah, so that's why you get malchus for it. And Mavir Dawad Amos B'Rishus HaRabim is a lach l'moshe misinai, teaches us that that's included in the pasuk. However, nitz mechal Torah shebichsav. Halav hachi though, if it would not be coming to include it in a pasuk in the Torah, it would only have been a lach l'moshe misinai, loy mechayv alei. She'ein einshin me'halacha l'moshe misinai. Where it only stood on its own merits of being halacha l'moshe misinai, it would not have incurred any penalties if you violated it, even though you did violate it, didn't midiraisa, by virtue of the fact it's halacha l'moshe misinai, but no penalties. There's no penalty if you violate something if it's only halacha l'moshe misinai. no Malkus. So perhaps the Rambam was working with a similar premise, and that's why the Rambam in Parakut Machos Asuras tells us if you eat Arlon Chutzlars, which is only Halacha Moish Misinai, there's no Malkus. This might indicate a larger issue, and that is that those things that are derived by Halacha Moish Misinai are in a somewhat of a lower status, or treated somewhat differently than typical generic dinim deraisa that appear in the Chumash. Meaning it could be that things that are Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, even though they're clearly deraisa, and they enjoy some benefits of being deraisa, but it's still on a somewhat of a lower status, is treated differently than something that's explicit in the Torah. This is perhaps evident from other places as well. Look at the Gemara Lama Tesmet Aleph, the Gemara at the period, maybe a third of the way down. Period is two words on the end of the line. Amar Rabbi Asi, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Arlo b'chutzlarts halacha l'moish misinai. Arlo b'chutzlarts is halacha l'moish misinai. Amalei Reb Zeir l'Rav Asi v'atanya. Safek arlo b'aretz asa b'suri yamuta b'chutzlarts yari v'loiket. So, but he said, one minute, arlo and chutzlarts, safek arlo is mutter. In Eretz Yisrael, it's aser. Safek d'araisa l'chumra. When it comes to chutzlarts, safek arlo is allowed. Why is that? If arlo is halacha l'moish misinai, perhaps you should have said, Savik the Rise of the Chumash, Shtemim Kisho Achada, Amalei, Ema Kach Nemar, Sveika Mutav Ado Osir. That's the way the Halacha Moshe Misina was formulated, that Vadai, certain Arla of Chutzlaritz is prohibited. If it's a Suffolk, then it's permitted. However, if you look at the way the Torah quotes this Halacha, he quotes it, you know, with a spin. It gives you already, biases you in the way that he quotes it. Look at the Torah. Torah. In Yoredeya, Simreish Sadidaud Hilchos Arla, right? Sheba Eretz Yisrael, whom everyone knows what Arla is, right? Arla is the first 3 years of a fruit growing, the first 3 years of a tree that grows fruit, the fruits are prohibited. Just want to make sure we're all on the same page, Chumash. It's only trees, by the way, not bushes. That's why strawberries are allowed. Apparently, strawberries only produce fruits for the first 3 years. After that, they have to replant it. You ever go strawberry picking in the beginning of May? Strawberry season, or mid-May. So they only grow fruits for the first few years, and then you have to replant it. It no longer produces fruit. So that's why strawberries are a dharma, Baruch Hashem. If strawberries would be, hey, if you ever seen strawberries, mom is growing like a patch. It's literally like a plant. It's not even a bush. The things that grow in a bush already might be considered a tree. It'd be a nisav arla. Strawberries grow on the ground. So that's why, since it's hadama, there's no problem of arla. Arla is only a problem of fruit-bearing trees. For the first 3 years, not allowed. So the rights, that's why it applies in Chutzlaritz, Halacha L'moshe Misinai, here too. So that's why it's quoted in Shulchan Aruch, not only applies in Eretz Yisrael, it applies in Chutzlaritz, Ada Yom Hazeh. You're not allowed to have the fruit from the tree for the first 3 years. So, but Eretz Yisrael, hu mina Torah, but Chutzlaritz, Halacha L'moshe Misinai. In Eretz Yisrael, it's midday rice, and Chutzlaritz is only, it is a Halacha L'moshe Misinai. Hilkach! Eretz Yisrael sveika, also b'chutz la'aretz sveika mutter. Therefore, says the Torah, since in Eretz Yisrael it's a din d'oraisa, it's min haTorah. In chutz la'aretz it's only halacha l'moshe misinai. Hilkach, therefore, Eretz Yisrael sveika, also b'chutz la'aretz sveika mutter. What does the Torah imply, Rabbi Yisai? Doesn't imply it. He says it. Why is sufek arla permitted in chutz la'aretz? Because it's halacha l'moshe misinai. Sounds like Suffolk, Halacha L'moshe Misinai, is mutter. Even though Suffolk deraisa typically is l'chumra, Suffolk Halacha L'moshe Misinai is l'kula. The Beis Yosef already picks up on this and he protests. V'havadai lesa. That's not true. The Shah Halacha L'moshe Misinai sveika nami yasa. We treat it like it didn't deraisa. So why is he saying, because it's Halacha L'moshe Misinai, Suffolk is mutter? It's not true. V'chein mashu behedim mida akshile. That's the implication of the Gemara. The Gemara asks, 1 minute. Arlo and Chutzlaritz are halacha l'moshe misinai. Why is Suffolk mutter? And the Gemara responds, because this halacha l'moshe misinai was formulated. Vada is usher, Suffolk is mutter. Barring that, Suffolk halacha l'moshe misinai, you know, in any other case, Suffolk halacha l'moshe misinai would be l'chumra. So that's what the Beis Yosef were in the Gemara. Midatani the Suffolk Arlo and Chutzlaritz mutter, the Alma b'chodot halacha l'moshe misinai sveika usher. Here it goes out of its way to a special circumstance. Halacha L'moshe Misinai was articulated that a suffix is mutter. Generally, that would be answer. So therefore, the Beis Yosef argues, "Safek alocha l'mayishim misina is l'chumra." But the Tur sounds not so. The Tur sounds like he understood from this Gemara, it's not a special din that's local to halacha arlan chutzlaris that was formulated in a unique fashion. This reflects all halacha l'mayishim misina. So perhaps that was what was going on in the Gemara. We thought Safek alocha l'mayishim misina should have been l'chumra, like regular din d'oraisa. Kamash malan, it's not the case. Or halacha l'mayishim misina, Safek is l'kula. Even though it's a din d'oraisa, it enjoys a lower status. Different status. Safek is mutter. And there's a tshuva in the Chavos Yoyer where he says the Rambam implies like that in Hilchos Mikvos. Rabbi said, read carefully. Look at the Rambam Paraches, Hilchos Mikvos, Halachavav. The Rambam writes, when you're doing Hashaka, we know what Hashaka is when you want to be machshir a mikvah. So, of course, we know in order to create a mikvah, you have to collect either rainwater or get spring water from underneath the ground, and you gather it into a pit that's not makabel tumah, that's somehow attached to the ground. So that's why it's complicated. You have to be in an area of the world where it rains, or you have natural springs, and you put the water in a specially made basin that's supposed to hold the water. The problem is, when a person goes to the mikvah, if we're actually going to be tovel in the rainwater will get very dirty. And even though we're Haimish people, you know, hygiene is very important. So we want to make sure that no one gets sick of going to the mikvah. So if everyone's going to be tovel in the rain, dirty rainwater that came from the different pipes and went through our whole system in order to get into the basement of the mikvah, so the water is going to get very dirty very quickly, and it's already dirty water to begin with. So we'd rather be tovel in fresh water, water that came from the tap. Problem is, tap water is no good for mikvah. It has to be rainwater that was never held in a vessel. It's not called mayim shuvim. So what do you do? Is there any way to create out of tap water to make a kosher for tefillah? There is a way. One of the ways is called hashaka. Hashaka means you connect it to the kosher mikvah. I have my kosher rainwater mikvah over here, and I somehow connect the tap water, which is in a similar type basin, a mikvah, to the mikvah of the rainwater. It's called hashaka. Kissing, meaning they're touching. But you have to have an opening between the two. And we do this in all of our mikvahs. There's a plug, if you've ever noticed, in the mikvah that goes to the place where the rainwater is. And the mikvah that you're tovel in is tap water, which is clean. But it's connected to the rainwater mikvah, to the rainwater bore, the megashamen. So you have to have an opening in between the two mikvahs. That opening has to be the shear of a kishvayferes hanoid. That's how wide the opening has to be. It can't be like this. It's got to be a shvayferes hanoid, a wider opening. Kama hu shear hanekev shuk shvayferes hanoid. So writes the Rambam, how wide is this opening to connect your tap water, mayim shuvim, the water that was already in a receptacle, in a kli, that's makabel tumah, which is no good for mikvah. But once you put it over here and you're going to connect it to the rainwater, it's going to be good. How big does the opening have to be? So you take two fingers and you go all the way around. Okay. Chalekas how wide? A few inches. Right. What if you're not sure if you have it? Safek yesh benekev kishvayferes hanoid. Safek ein boy. You're not sure. Ein mitzdarfim. The two mikvahs don't join up. Mipnei. Why not? Meaning he's basically telling you what? Safek l'chumra. They don't join up. Why not? Mipnei she'ikar ha'tfilah min ha'Torah. The requirement for going to a mikvah appears in the Torah. You have to go to the mikvah. Different people have to go to the mikvah. That appears in the Torah. V'kol she'ikara min ha'Torah. Whatever itself is rooted in the Torah Shabbat. Af al pi she'shi'ura halach l'mayish misinai. Even though all of Shiur and Chatzitun Mechitzin, the Gemara says in Sukkah, and above, all halach l'mayish misinai, Kezayas, Kebeya, Revius, this is all halach l'mayish misinai, Shvaferes Hanayit halach l'mayish misinai. So the Rambam says, even though the Shiur is halach l'mayish misinai, Safek Shiur la'achmir. You're not sure you have the Shiur, you're la'achmir. Why are we la'achmir? The Rambam told you. Why are we go la'achmir here? Because Tvila is found in the Torah. Even though the shear is only halacha l'mayish misinai, what does that imply? If we would be analyzing, assessing whether or not you have the shear in a vacuum, irrespective, unrelated to the fact that you have to have a person whose tummy be tovel there, if we'd just be assessing the halacha l'mayish misinai in the abstract, sounds like we'd go l'kula. Safek Halach L'Moshe Misina L'Kula. It's only because here, the tefillah of the Tameh, person who requires tefillah, is Ikar Midaraisa in the Pasuk in the Torah. That's why we go to Chumrah. So perhaps the Rambam is telling us all Safek Halach L'Moshe Misina is L'Kula. Again, indicating perhaps that that which is Halach L'Moshe Misina enjoys, even though it's a Din Daraisa, occupies a lower status, is treated differently than that which appears in the Torah itself. So it just even though that which appears in the Torah, Torah itself, is Safek Daraisa, L'chumra, it could be something which is Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, is Safek Halacha L'Kula. It's even less than regular Torah Shabbat Peh. It might even be less than that which is learned out of Yugam Umidah Shatern Adresh. It could be that, there we'd say Safek Deiraisa L'chumra, like that which is explicit in the Pasuk. But Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, not so. Safek Halacha L'Kula. And perhaps that's why the Rambam felt as well, Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, there's no Malkus, like the Ran. There's no Malkus on Halacha L'Moshe Misinai because it's treated somewhat differently. Okay? So Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, since it's not explicit in the Torah, it's not even derived from the Yugim Amidah Shatern Adresh, it's by having its Mesorah. So perhaps it occupies, even though it is a Din Daraisa, it occupies a somewhat lower status or different status, and therefore there's no Malkus, just like the Tur argued that we'd say Suffolk Halacha L'Moshe Misinai L'Kula. Yeah?
But we're still saying it's
Malkus
Mardis, though.
This is Malkus Rabbanon. But
that's still something there.
Yeah, but that's. That's it doesn't have the same doesn't represent the same severity as Malkus Deiraisa. Okay, so that's where the Rambam's coming from. The Rambam told us a person who eats Arlo and Chutz La'aretz Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, but there's no Malkus. Perhaps we that's why we say Suffolk Arlo and Chutz La'aretz is permitted. The Torah told us because Halacha L'Moshe Misinai all Suffolk perhaps is allowed, and there's no Malkus. It occupies a somewhat different status than that which is explicit in the Torah, or even that which is derived with the Yugam Umidah Shatern Adresh. However, perhaps the Rambam, by telling us that there's no Malkus on Arlo and Chutz La'aretz, is really teaching us or revealing to us his position about Arlo and Chutz La'aretz in general. Because there's two ways of understanding this Halacha L'Moshe Misinai of Arlo and Chutz La'aretz. If you look at the Rambam, a few halachas earlier, Perek Yud, Machalos, Asur, Salachat, Hezvav, the Rambam writes, Yeroh Li, it appears to me, and again, whenever the Rambam says Yeroh Li, it's something that's not found in Chazal. He's extending, he's using his understanding of the halachas to fill in an area which is not necessarily addressed explicitly. So Yeroh Li, She'ein din Netar Rivai. Now Netar Rivai, the Pasuk tells us right after the parasha of Arla in the Torah, parasha's Kedoshim, the Pasuk says, so, same page, Pasuk says, Shlishi of Parashas Kedoshim, Chisavoy lo aretz natatem kol eitz machal, you'll come to Eretz Yisrael, you'll plant any fruit-bearing tree, v'aralatem arlosoy espirioi, shaloi shanim yelochem areim lo yeyochel. For the first 3 years, you're not allowed to eat the fruit, it's considered to be arla. Uvashana harevius, ye kol pirioi kodesh ilulim lashem. The whole 4th year, it should be kodesh o kodesh baruch hu. You have to either be paid it onto another corner, bring it to Yerushalayim, is treated like Ma'aser Sheni. Same phrase, Kodesh Hilulim Lashem. Either bring it to Yerushalayim, or and eat it there like Ma'aser Sheni, or be paid it onto a corner like Ma'aser Sheni. Uvashana HaKamishis, the 5th year, Taichlus Pirioi, then you can eat the fruits from the fruit tree. Okay? So the 4th year, there's no Netarivai. It's treated like Ma'aser Sheni, it's Kodesh Hilulim Lashem, you have to be paid it. Or bring it to Yerushalayim. Does that apply in Chutz La'aretz? We know Arla applies in Chutz La'aretz, Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. What about the Netarivai? The 4th year, what's the status in Chutz La'aretz the 4th year? Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, Mamish. I mean, this is Halacha L'Moshe Mamish. People have fruit trees all the time, Jews. Jews plant fruit trees all the time. Halacha L'Moshe, what is the story with Netarivai? The first 3 years can't have it. What's the story with the 4th? Yeroh Li, says the Rambam. She'ein din neta rivai noig b'chutz la'aretz ala oichol peirosh shana revias b'loi pidyon klal. Nothing doing. 4th year, it's full good. You're fine. No requirement for pidyon. She'loi amru ela ha'arla. Arla applies in chutz la'aretz, not neta rivai. But then, look down at the end of the 3rd line. V'hoiru mixes ga'oinim. Shekerem Ravai Levado Poydemai Sar B'Chutz La'aretz. No, Kerem Ravai, that's grapes, applies in Chutz La'aretz. The Rambam, the Gaonim hold that it applies in Chutz La'aretz. Kerem Ravai applies in Chutz La'aretz. The Rambam held none of it applies in Chutz La'aretz. In Eretz Yisrael, yes. Not in Chutz La'aretz. Only Arla. And the Gaonim held, no, not the Ravai as well. What are they arguing about? So Reb Chaim there in his Sefer in the Rambam, very famous explanation where he explains that there's two types of halacha l'moshe misinai. There's one type of halacha l'moshe misinai that comes to teach us a new halacha. Something that's totally independent. And there's another, that's like might call halacha l'moshe misinai that's mechadish. Teaches us something new. And then sometimes you have halacha l'moshe misinai that's mefarish. It comes to explain something, or broaden a category, or include something else within a pasuk that already exists in the Torah to reinterpret. So, for example, Haitzah mirshus l'rishus, you're not allowed to take something from Rishus Haram to Rishus Hayachud, or vice versa. The Ran told us Mavir Daud Amis Rishus Harabim is expanding the category of Maizim Rishus Rishus. Maizim Rishus Rishus is Rishus Haram, public domain, my apartment, Times Square, in out Chayiv. Not only that, says the Gemara, Halacha L'moshe Misinai comes to teach us even Mavir Daud Amos B'Rishus HaRabim. Why? The Ran says that's also Moitzi Mirishus L'Rishus. That's not a new halacha, like a 40th thing that's, you know, prohibited on Shabbos. There's many more than 40, but not, it's not a new concept, Mavir Daud Amos B'Rishus HaRabim. It's an expansion, extension, that your Daud Amos is like your Rishus, you know, conceptually. Therefore, if you move it out of your Daud Amos, a different Daud Amos, that's like Maizim Mirshus L'Rishus. But it's coming to me Mefarish to explain one of the Lama Tesov is Malachus for that reason. And the Ran said there's Malchus. That's not considered to be Halacha L'moshe Misinai. It's not standing on something independent. It rather is coming to me Mefarish to expand upon the pasuk that's already explicit in the Torah. And there's these two types of Halacha L'moshe Misinai. There's Halacha L'moshe Misinai that's Mechadesh, something new. There's Halacha L'moshe Misinai that's Mefarish, something old. Come to explain, expand upon something that already existed in the Torah. What is the nature of the Halacha L'moshe Misinai of Arla and Chutz La'aretz? Is Arla and Chutz La'aretz, the Halacha L'moshe Misinai, teaching us there's a new Iser aside from Arla and Eretz Yisrael? That's one thing. There's a new Iser called Arla and Chutz La'aretz. Nothing to do, it's similar to Arla and Eretz Yisrael, but it looks the same, but nothing to do with it. It's not coming to expand upon it. Entirely different thing. Or maybe no, Arla and Chutz La'aretz is the Halacha L'moshe Misinai of Arla and Chutz La'aretz is coming to teach us to expand that the Arla of Eretz Yisrael expands not only, the encompasses only, applies not only in Eretz Yisrael, applies also in Chutz La'aretz. But then all of the halachas, all of the details of Arla of Eretz Yisrael will apply in Chutz La'aretz too. So Reb Chaim says that's the nature of the machlokes between the Rambam and the Goyim about Netar Rivai. Look over here in the Reb Chaim. V'anir abor p'kuktas ha-Rambam ha-Goyim. We can interpret it in one of two ways. Certainly there's differences in halakha between the two. We already saw the halakha Moshe Misinai of Arla is nuanced in that suffix is allowed. So there's somewhat of a difference. Is that treated like Arlas, that's quoted in Parshas Kedoshim, and Halacha L'moshe Misinai teaches us, even though based on the rules that you generally have of Darshan and Pesukim, it should only be in Eretz Yisrael, but here, it applies even to Chutz La'aretz. The Halacha L'moshe Misinai is coming to teach us to expand the Pasuk. The Avagav, the Kol Mitzvah, the Tuiz Ba'aretz, in Ha'egas Ha'ba'aretz, Arlas shiny, Arla is different than Ha'egas B'chol Makom. If that's the case, in Kain Gam Arla Chutz La'aretz Nichla B'kra De Arla. If that's the case, Arla Chutz La'aretz is included in the pasuk in Parashas Kedoshim. That's what Halacha L'moshe Misinai is teaching us. Oydeneima Davada De Arla Amur B'Teira Eina El Be'Eretz Yisrael. No, the Arla of the Torah in Parashas Kedoshim, that's in Eretz Yisrael. V'Arla Chutz La'aretz Eina Nichla Lesbo V'Rak Tassur Me Halacha. Arla Chutz La'aretz, that's Halacha L'moshe Misinai. Not included in the pasuk at all. V'chol ikar isur harak me'alach mishinai v'lo mikra. What's the difference? Nafkamina le'inin etarivai. Nafkamina will be the following pasuk. Dim alak abalik galos digam arlos kutzot b'chal parashav arlov. Kutzot is included in the hall of Eretz Yisrael. All that applies to all in Eretz Yisrael should apply in Kutzot Eretz too. And the fourth year, there's still something left. The fourth year, you have to be paid to bring it to Yerushalayim. That should apply in Kutzot Eretz too. V'meilu Yerushalayim gam not to revive. Kain to iskish lo'ah. That's the opinion of the Goyim. Masha Enkin. However, according to the Rambam, who is a chadash me'alach l'mosh misin, it's a new din. All this Kutzot Eretz is not connected with all of Eretz Yisrael. They're not the same. Imkei v'meilu the ain iskish revive shayach l'alazeh. Therefore, the Issa of Netta Rivai doesn't apply in Chutz La'aretz at all. Because the Arla of Chutz La'aretz is different than the Arla of the Torah and Parashas Kedoshim. So yes, it's true, in the Pasuk of Parashas Kedoshim, Netta Rivai falls on the heels of Arla, the third, fourth year, still retain some measure of Kedusha, and Chutz La'aretz is not the case. It's entirely separate halacha. This is halacha mechadeshes, teaches us something new. Whereas according to the Ga'onim, it's halacha mefareshes. It's coming to expand upon the Pasuk. And therefore, just like the Arla and Eretz Yisrael, Netta Rivai applies, so too, and Arla's Kutzarts, Netta Rivai will apply. Reb Chaim goes on in that piece to explain that this is the Rambam Lishitose. That's why the Rambam holds there's no Malkus on Arla of Kutzarts. Why not? Because it's a new din. This is all Halakha L'mayish Mishina. It's not like Mavir Da'at Amis Mishus Abim, where the Rambam told us that's coming to expand upon the category of Mishus Mishus Mishus, not only your apartment to Times Square, within Times Square itself, moving from here to there, already that's like Mitzvah Mishus Mishus. How do I know that? Based on Lachim Mitzvah Sinai, therefore there's Skila if you do it. It's punishable. You're liable. Because it's like you violated that one of the Rav Tess Malach is not just a Lachim Mitzvah Sinai. But here the Rambam is saying this Halacha Moshe Misina is different. This Halacha Moshe Misina is just an independent Halacha Mechadeshes. And therefore there's no Malkus, and therefore Netta Rivai does not apply. So therefore, every halacha l'maish misinai, we need to assess it in one of these two ways. We've seen different examples. Everyone agrees, ma'avid adam, sushus harabim, is not a random halacha l'maish misinai. It comes to explain ma'itzim yishus sushus, to expand it. And the machlokes between the Goyim and the Rambam, what's the nature of Arla and Chutz La'aretz? Halacha l'maish misinai, is that coming to expand the pasuk and parashas kedoshim here? Or is that coming to teach the new din? And the difference with regards to Malkus, and that to revive. So too, every halacha l'maish misinai, we need to assess what kind of halacha l'maish misinai is it. It's not always so easy to figure out. For example, we know that the pasuk in the Torah, Bris Mila, Parshas Tazria, Parshas Lechlo, you have to remove the Or HaArla, it covers over that part of the body. Underneath, though, the Or HaArla, there's an Or HaPriya, which is a thin membraney. Thin membrane. We generally don't do Bris Mila in two stages. We remove the Or HaPriya together with the Or HaArla. That's why if you ever hear the baby crying before, every time you hear a baby crying before the Bris Mila, they always cry. The baby's not crying, it's a problem. But the baby cries before Bris Mila, so many, they always tell the mother, he's crying because he's cold. He's not crying because he's cold. That's not why he's crying. He's crying because the male is probing, separating the Or HaPriya from the top of the gid. That causes a minimal amount of bleeding. There's a membrane in between the Or HaArla and the top of the gid. So they really should have been removed in two stages. First, you should have cut off the Or HaArla. Then, it says in Shulchan Aruch, you peel back the Or HaPriya, that thin membrane underneath. We don't do that anymore, for whatever reason, became an innovation. Innovations in Bris Mila are very rare. It's hard to get the Mayolim to change, as it goes back from several generations. They don't like changing at all. But this change happened generations ago. The Machlokes, how long ago does this date back to? But there have been always those who were Mayolim Uparim Babasachas. They take off the Or HaPriya and the Or HaArla together at once. And that's all the Mayolim. And Eretz Yisrael, you have a few that still do it the old way, but very, very uncommon. I've never heard of it. Who still do it in two stages. We do it all at once. We pull off the Or HaArla and the Or HaPriya. But in order to do that, you first have to probe underneath to make sure that the Or HaPriya is separated from the top of the gid, and that causes the baby to cry. That's why some Mayolim are faster than others. Some are better than others, it's true. But some Mayolim are faster than others because some probe in the other room before the baby ever comes in. So if you probed already, so then it's much easier. Pull back, you pull both, you put the mugging down, you do the meal, I'm in 2 seconds. People say, oh, he's so fast. The other guy's mooching the baby and doing this, and the baby's crying, and everyone's going, what's going on, and this and that. because he's probing right there. Anyway, two Messiahs, when he's supposed to do it. But either way, there's those two parts of the Mila. The Ar Ha'arla and the Ar Ha'priya. How do you know you have to remove the Ar Ha'priya? How do you know you have to remove this membrane that's underneath the Ar Ha'arla? That's Halacha L'Moshe Mi'Sinai, the Gemara tells us. That's Halacha L'Moshe Gemara Masechta Sivamos over there in the Sukkahs of Arla. We saw by Karm Pesach, that Ayin Aleph, that to remove the Ar Ha'priya is Halacha L'Moshe Mi'Sinai. At the same time, the Gemara tells us in Shabbos, let's say you remove the Ar Ha'arla, the foreskin, but you did not remove the Ar Ha'priya, the membrane underneath. Mal v'lo para ki'ilu lo mal. You did Mila without Priya, the Mila is no good. Again, Mila is a pasuk in the Torah. Priya is halacha l'moshe mi'Sinai. What does that mean? Mal v'lo para ki'ilu lo mal. How can we interpret it? We can interpret it one of two ways. We can interpret the halacha l'moshe mi'Sinai of Priya as being a separate halacha. Not only do you have to remove the Ar-Ha-Arla, there's a separate halacha of removing the Ar-Ha-Priya. And you're not done until you do both, but it's a separate mitzvah. Or we can interpret halacha l'moshe mi'Sinai. That's halacha l'moshe mi'Sinai mechadeshes. It's coming to teach us a new thing. A second mitzvah, and you need to do both. Or perhaps it could be interpreted as coming to be halacha l'moshe mi'Sinai mefarish. It's coming to explain the mitzvah mila. Not only is the mitzvah mila removing the Ar-Ha'arla, you have to remove the Ar-Ha'priya. And if you didn't remove the Ar-Ha'priya, garnish ketan, you did nothing. It's like you did nothing. What the difference does it make? Lemaisa, you have to remove both. Lemaisa, you have to remove both. What difference does it make? Yeah.
If it was a new halacha, how could it be not given the first part?
It's a two parts.
So it's two parts of ten of
one. Not that they're the same. Not that the Ar Ha'arla and the Ar Ha'priya are the same thing. There's two mitzvahs, and in order to fulfill the mitzvah fully, you have to do both. It's drastic language for that, right? What difference will it make? So it makes a difference in the following scenario. What about on Shabbos? We know Bris Milah is Deicha Shabbos. What if, for whatever reason, Bris Milah is Deicha Shabbos? So in the olden days, when they did this in two stages, it would be cut off the Ar Ha'arla, pull back the Ar Ha'priya. There used to be Mechabed, two people during the week. There used to be Mechabed, two people, these two kibudim. Now we hire a mayor, we don't mechabed people. But in the olden days, there used to be mechabed people to do it. You know, call up, you know, Mor Da'asav, so-and-so, please be mechubed. We're pulling back to Ar Ha'priya. Fine. And one would be mechubed with the removing the Ar Ha'arla. You're always looking for kibudim, you know. You have to break everything up. One of the rabbis once said, soon at the wedding, they're going to start breaking up bu and rich. You get the joke. Instead of splitting up the Shevet Brachas, giving it to different people, they start breaking up the Bracha itself. They get one guy for the first part of the Bracha, one guy for the second part of the Bracha. We're always looking for Kibudim. So over here, we gave the Ar-Ha'arla to one person, Ar-Ha'priya to somebody else. Fine, during the week, no problem. What about on Shabbos? So the mitzvah Bris Milah is Deicha Shabbos. Mitzvah Bris Milah is Deicha Shabbos. So right to Shulchan Aruch, some Reish Tam, about Sif Yodal, Yeshu Zohar. On Shabbos, though, you cannot give the Ar Ha'arla or Ar-Ha'priya to two different people. Why not? Yesh li zoreh shelo yemul shnei mohal mila achas b'Shabbos shezeh yimor v'zeh yifra. Ela hamal hu atzma yifra. When it comes to Shabbos, the guy who did the Ar Ha'arla has to do the Ar Ha'priya. Why? And in fact, Ramah disagrees. The Ramah says, Lomot tzasi rai with Varav. Adi Rabba, nirem yidishori. Mila is Deicha Shabbos, Priya is Deicha Shabbos. Why do you have to be the same person? Perhaps it's because, according to the Shulchan Aruch, what kind of halacha l'moshe mi'Sinai is this halacha l'moshe mi'Sinai that's mefarish? If you cut off the Ar Ha'arla, there's bleeding. Now you did chayvo b'Shabbos. You're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to cause bleeding on Shabbos. Oh, but it's for the purpose of Bris Milah. So the mitzvah of Bris Milah is Deicha Shabbos. But here, if the halacha l'moshe mi'Sinai of Priya comes to be mefarish, the halacha l'moshe mi'Sinai of Milah, that Milah is not enough anymore. You got to remove the Ar Ha'priya. That's also part of the Ar Ha'arla. So then it turns out the first guy, you were mechaved with chilul Shabbos. You were mechaved him to do a first cut, but no mitzvah. The mitzvah is not completed. You have garnish. You have nothing until you move the Ar Ha'priya. So the first guy is mechabed with no mitzvah. There's no kibud here. All there was Chilul Shabbos. You can't do that. If he cuts off both, so then his whole cutting was part of the mitzvah, and therefore he's considered to the mitzvah. Milo will be Doicha Shabbos even from the very beginning. But if you're only going to be mechabedim with cutting, but not the completion of the mitzvah, and the Or HaPriya is itself part of the Or HaAlah, that's the Lacha Moshe Misina teaches us, it's Mefarish, the Pasuk, of Yom HaShrini Yim HaBasar HaAlah, so that it includes the HaPriya too, so then you have to both have to be the same person. But according to the Ramah, perhaps Lacha Moshe Misina of Or, removing the Or HaPriya is a separate thing, Lacha, that's Mechadesh. Not only is there a mitzvah removing the Ha'ala, there's a mitzvah removing the Ha'apriya. But both are independent. They stand on their own. So you machabe the first guy, remove the Ha'ala, that's the pasuk in the Torah, and then you machabe the second guy to remove the Ha'apriya, the second rub, that's a new thing. That's also Deicha Shabbos. Just like Mila's Deicha Shabbos, Priya's Deicha Shabbos too. But it's a separate Halacha L'mosh Misinai. It's not being mafarish the pasuk that the Ha'ala includes the Ha'apriya. It's a separate thing. Halacha, that's mechadish. If that's the case, then perhaps both should be Deicha Shabbos. And one without the other, one doesn't necessarily define the other. And therefore, each independently be Deicha Shabbos. You can give it to two different people. So too, this same machloik as how to interpret the Halacha L'mosh Misina is what's going on here by Arla. According to the Rambam, there's no Malkus. According to the Rambam, there's no Netta Revi and Chutz La'aretz, no Malkus and Arla and Chutz La'aretz. Halacha L'mosh Misina of Arla and Chutz La'aretz is not expanding upon the Pasuk and Parashas Kedoshim. It's a new thing. Whereas according to the Ga'onim, that even Netta Revi applies, that's coming to teach us that they understood the Lachamash Misinai of Arlan Chutz La'aretz as revealing that all of Pasuk of Arlan, the Torah, refers not only to Eretz Yisrael, but refers to Chutz La'aretz too. And therefore, just like Arlan Eretz Yisrael, there's Netta Revi that follows, so too in Chutz La'aretz to be Netta Revi that follows. There might be other differences between them, or between the Rishonim, with regards to similar issues that are related to this very conceptual issue. For example, the Mishnah tells us, Masechtas Arla, Hanoteya L'Rabim. What's that? Look at the Bar Tanur over there. Hanoteya L'Rabim, Shanata B'Shusa L'Tzeirech Rabim. I plant in my field for everybody. I'm a generous guy. Are you Chayv in Arla? Yes. That's the Tanakama. Rabbi Yehuda Poyder. Rabbi Yehuda says no. Why does the Tanakh come hold Chayiv? Look back in the Bar Tanur. Chayiv, Dichsiv, Yihye Lochem Arelim, Lahavi Hanatua L'Rabim. It's Beloshin Rabim. To teach us, even if you plant it for other people, it's still Arla. Reb Yehuda holds, if you plant it for other people, there's no Arla. Savar, Unetatem, Nami Mashma L'Rabim. Again, the Pasuk says, V'araltem Arlasa Yis Pirioi, Unetatem Koyitz Macho, V'araltem Arlasa Yis Pirioi. So it says twice, Araltem Unetatem. Why twice? Beloshin Rabim, Ein Riboy Akar Riboy Elulamait. It's coming to exclude if you plant it for many. No Arla. For Rabbanan Savri, because the double negative is positive. For Rabbanan Savri, Unetatem Ko Echol LeAtzmo Mashma. No, Unetatem means everybody on their own plants it for the group. Still Chayv in Arla. Fine, so according to Rabbi Yehuda, your putter, if you planted it for the Rabbim, and according to the Tanakhama, you're Chayiv. Why according to the Tanakhama, you Chayiv? Again, that's how we pass him. Why you Chayiv? Because the Pasuk says, Araltem, Beloshin Rabbim, Unetatem, Beloshin Rabbim. So even though you planted it for the Rabbim, you're still Chayiv. So look at the Rambam, Paragud, Marisha, Sheni, Lokadal, Hanotel, the Rabbim, Besech, Sadeu, Chayiv, Barla, the Tanakhama. You planted in your property in Eretz Yisrael, for the whole yeshiva, for the whole group, for my whole chevra, Yechayv and Arla. Shenemar, Unetatem, Afilu L'Rabim, Beloshin Rabim, even though you planted for others, still Chayv. Bameh Devorim Amurim, Beretz Yisrael. B'chutz La'aretz Pater. Chutz La'aretz, no. You planted for others, no Arla. Why not? Why not? And in fact, the Torah disagrees. The Torah quotes from the Rosh, disagrees. The Torah says, Reitz Sadi Dalet, Hilchas Arla. Hanotei b'ser shalom v'serich rabim chayiv because of Arambam aval b'chutz la'aretz pater v'adoni avi arosh lo'i chilek b'zeh. Well, you're chayiv and chutz la'aretz just like Eretz Yisrael. What's the difference? So again, the Achronim say it depends on the same issue. The Rambam here is l'shitasa. Again, Arla and chutz la'aretz are totally different rules. Don't tell me the pasuk says in Parashas Kedoshim unetatem afil l'tzerech rabim. So what? That's Arla and Eretz Yisrael. Who's to say that applies to Arla and chutz la'aretz? So the Rambam says, if you plant it for others, you're pater on chutz la'aretz. And the Rosh says, what are you talking about? The halacha Moshe Mizrahi is mefarish the pasuk, not a new halacha of Arlon Chutz La'aretz. Mefarish the pasuk, if the pasuk, whatever the pasuk is talking about applies in Chutz La'aretz too. So if the pasuk says, unetatem, even if you plant for Rabbim, you're chayv in Arlon, that applies to Arlon Chutz La'aretz as well. Well, one final example, Rabbi Isai, is that Arlon is unique in that it's also b'hanah. Arlon is also an hanah. Not only you're not allowed to eat it, but you're not allowed to benefit from it. And what are you supposed to do with it? You're supposed to burn it. Kiloya Karim requires Srefa. You have to burn it. Arla also you have to burn. It's related to Kiloya Karim. You have to burn it, it's Asabahana. So the Gemara discussed in Masech to Sukkah, can you use an Esrig of Arla? So Gemara says, Esrig shall Asher b'shalini r'dachas. If you have an Esrig of an Asherah tree, an Avodah Zarah tree, or any Anidachas, where Roiv of the people worship the desire, the whole city has to be destroyed. Pasul. My time, Kavan the Lusrefakai, you have to burn it. Kitaiti Mechta Shiur, we already consider it burned. And you don't have the shear of the Esrig. Esrig has to be a certain size. Since it's already burned, it's like the whole thing doesn't exist anymore. Unique concept. Since it's supposed to be burned, Kitaiti Mechta Shiur, it's like it's ground up already now. We envision the future. Show Arla, puzzle. What about an Esrik show Arla? No good. My Taima, why no? Pligi bar Rebchia bar Abba Ravasi. They argue about it. One says because he can't eat it. The other one says it's not worth any money. Okay. You have to be able to eat the Esrik. If you can't eat it, it's no good. So Frek Taisvis, why do you have to stay by the Esrik of Arla? It's because you can't eat it. A better reason. You know why? Esrig of Arla is also by non is required Srefa. Vim Toyar, Esrig Shal Arla, Tepuk Eid Mechta Shira, just like Avodah Zarah, it's got to be burned. The Mitzrosa Besrefa. Vashu da Fiume de Reis, Havi Arla Besrefa. It might be a Dim de Reis, just like Kiloya Karim. Pentukdash, Pentukar Eish, you have to set it on fire. The Marmesechta School. Malam Alam Time at the Heter Achila. Why do we have to say? Because you can't eat it. Say because it's also b'hanah. Say because it requires burning. Okay, you're right. We could have said that, says Tosfos. We could have said it. But the Tosfos read gives a different answer. V'nira li letarets, over there, the second parenthesis. D'hai orla stam katoni v'afil b'chutz l'aretz. And in chutz l'aretz, eina asura el b'achil v'loi b'hanah, and it doesn't require burning. Lav l'sreif v'kaimi, he writes in the second line. It's not also b'hanah, and there's no Srefa. So Tosfos understood that Arla and Chutz La'aretz, Tosfos probably didn't give that answer, because he understood, he thought, Arla and Chutz La'aretz, same as Arla and Eretz Yisrael. Arla and Eretz Yisrael, you got to burn it. It's also b'hanah, Arla and Chutz La'aretz too. And the Tosfos Rid says, no, they're different. Again, why are they different? Again, same idea. Because Arla and Chutz La'aretz is mechadesh, a new halacha. Arla's Chutz La'aretz is not the same as Arla's Eretz Yisrael. Yeah, Arla's Eretz Yisrael got to burn. It's also b'hanah. There's not the revive that follows. If you plant the Tzarech Rabim, Yechayiv. But Arla and Chutz La'aretz might be an entirely different thing. There's no net to revive, the Rambam says. No Malkus. There's no Srefa. There's no Iser Anah. There's no Taylor Rabim that Yechayiv. Maybe here all the rules are different. This is like a new halacha. Whereas according to the Goinim, according to Tosfos, according to the Rosh, they start applying the principles, carrying over the principles of Arla and Eretz Yisrael to Arla and Chutz La'aretz. Perhaps they understood this as halacha that's not mechadesh new halacha, but halacha l'moish misina that's mefarish the pasuk, that whatever applies there still applies here too, to whatever degree. And therefore they carried over all of these halachas. So Reb Chaim claims that's the underlying machlekes between the Rambam and the Goinim. This is linked to the Rambam's position why there's no malchus on Arla and Chutz La'aretz, because the Rambam understood that it stands on its own, it's halacha l'moish misina, it stands on its own, therefore there's no malchus, therefore there's no net to revi. One final point, though, is that it could be the Rambam underlying Machlekes, the Rambam the Goyim, is not only Machlekes how to interpret the Halacha Moshe Misina, I have Arla and Chutz La'aretz, but there might be another issue that's at play. You see, because the Goyim assumed two things. The Goyim assumed, in carrying over Netta Revi from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz La'aretz, they assumed what? We already said one assumption. What was the first assumption? That Arla of Chutz La'aretz is the same as all of Eretz Yisrael. So all of Eretz Yisrael, the fourth year is not the Revi, all of Chutz La'aretz too. So one assumption is Aron Chutz La'aretz is identical or coming to be Mafarish Halacha Moshe B'Sinai to expand Aron Chutz La'aretz. There's another assumption, and perhaps the Rambam disagrees with this too. The Rambam disagreed with the first one. He held Aron Chutz La'aretz a separate concept. But they're also assuming Neta Rivai is part of Orla. The fourth year that it's Kodesh Hilulam Hashem, you have to bring it to Yerushalayim, you have to be part of it, is a fourth year of Orla. Just on a watered down, you know, less severe form. But it's part of Orla. So if Orla applies in Chutz La'aretz, Neta Rivai goes with it too. The Rambam disagreed, he held Orla's Chutz La'aretz is not connected to Orla's Eretz Israel. But perhaps the Rambam also held Orla, Neta Rivai, is not an extension of Orla. Orla is an Iser, a prohibition on the fruits to use it for 3 years. Neta Rivai is a mitzvah to bring it to Yerushalayim if you can't do it, to be pited, not an Iser upon the fruits. Whereas the Ga'anim seem to have understood that the Neta Rivai is an extension, a watered down version of Orla. Orla is Aser for 3 years. The fourth year, it's Aser, but not entirely. You could be pited or bring it to Yerushalayim a way out. But they understood Neta Rivai. It's kind of like a fourth year. You know, like senioritis for Orla, right? It's a little bit, but not really. So writes the Emek Brocha. The Emek Brocha, again, one of the Talmidim of the Brisky Rav, is another sefer called Toiras Zroim. Two gigantic sefer. Very tall, but very thin. So Emek Brocha, one sefer. He has another sefer called Toiras Zroim, Avayi Pama Ramchik. So he suggests this is another assumption of the Ga'anim, which perhaps the Rambam disagrees with. Because the Rambam writes in Perek Yud Machos Asur Salach Yudches, right there, Hayru Mixes HaGa'anim, Sha'afal Pisha Pada Peiroi Shana Revius, even after you have been paid to the fruits the fourth year, Oichilon, Aser La'achlan Ad Shatikane Shana Chamishis, you perform the mitzvah, but you are not allowed to eat them until the fifth year. You've been paid it, you still can't eat it. You got to wait for the fifth year, as the pasuk says, Uvashana HaKamishis Toich Lewis period. So Rambam says, what are you talking about? That doesn't mean the fourth year's fruits you can eat in the fifth year. What does the pasuk mean? The fifth year's fruits you can eat in the fifth year. I don't have to do anything. The fourth year fruits, when can you eat them? In the fourth year, after your pardit, their mutter. V'yirali shizu shinga sayra. It's a mistake. The fifth year it's allowed. But the fourth year, if you're paid, you can eat it right away. So, I mean, according to the Rambam, there is no Easter on the fruits in the fourth year. There's just the mitzvah. Bring it to Shalai and be paid. Once you did it, you're good. Fine. You're done. We're finished with you. It's not similar to Arla. Arla is an Easter on the fruits. This is not an Easter. No Easter here. All there is a mitzvah to be paided. It's a whole separate concept. Neta Rivai and Arla are not connected. It's true. They do follow one from the other, the progression of the tree. But Neta Rivai is not like a watered down Arla. In the fourth year, there's a separate chapter in the life of the fruit tree. A new ring. A separate thing. Neta Rivai. New parsha, new chapter. The Goyim hold, no, this is a watered down remaining, you know, remainder, remnant of Arla. First 3 years, non-negotiable, it's us. Fourth year, you can be pardoned. Still, it's not mutter until when? The fifth year. Because they understood there's an Easter here. You got to wait to the fifth year and be pardoned. According to the Rambam, there's no Easter here. There's not a watered-down version of Arla. This is a whole separate concept. Neta Rivai. So perhaps the Rambam didn't carry over Neta Rivai to Chutz La'aretz, not only because the Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai of Arla and Chutz La'aretz is not connected with Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai of Arla and Eretz Yisrael. That's right. There's no Malkus, a whole separate thing. It's not Mefarish, Arla of Eretz Yisrael. Perhaps the Rambam didn't carry it over for another reason. You know why the Rambam didn't carry over Neta Rivai to Chutz La'aretz, even though Arla does apply? Neta Rivai is not Arla. Neta Rivai is a whole separate thing. The Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai of Arla and Chutz La'aretz has nothing to do with Neta Rivai. Not only because not being Mefarish or mitzvah of Arla and Eretz Yisrael, but even Eretz Yisrael, the two are not connected. Arla is an Iser, Neta Rivai is a mitzvah. And the Ainim held no. Arla, Neta Rivai is also an Iser, like a watered down version of Arla. Rabbeinu Tam seems to agree with the Ainim. Rabbi said, look back, Lama Ches Med Aleph. The Gemara said three mitzvahs, four or five lines up in the narrow lines of the Gemara. Tanya, Rav Shimba, Yochai, Omer, Shalosh mitzvahs nistabi yisrael b'knisas l'aretz. Three mitzvahs we got, we entered Eretz Yisrael. V'hu adin she'inagu. Even though only one of them is there a pasuk to tell us that it applies when we first enter into Eretz Yisrael. That's chadosh, b'chol mosh meisechem, b'chol makom shetem yoshvim. Chadosh has a pasuk, yichai right away. The other two, hu hadin she'inagu. It's a kal v'chomer. What are the other two? Kaloya, Kerem, and Arla. Applied right away. How do you know? It's a kal v'chomer. Uma chadosh. Chadosh says, b'chol mosh meisechem, b'chol makom shetem yoshvim. When you first enter Eretz Yisrael, not lach yushev yeshiva. Right away. Yichai v'chadosh. Umar Kadosh She'ein Isur Isur Olam. It's not prohibited forever. Why? Because after the second day Pesach, even if you don't bring the carbon olam, it's mutter. We said ad etzem ayoyim azeh. We talked about that. In the time when there's no Beis Hamikdash, you don't bring the carbon olam, it becomes mutter the third day Pesach anyway. Ein Isur Isur Olam Ve'ein Isur Isur Anah. Kadosh is not Aser Anah. It's only Aser Bachila. Even during its time on the second day Pesach, if you bring the carbon omer, it's mutter within the day. So if you don't bring it that day, it's mutter the next day. That's any surah Yisraelam. Yesh hatu lisura, I could be matir it early by bringing the carbon omer, and it's not asabano. Noeg baritz b'chutz laritz. That's noeg in Eretz Yisrael chutz laritz. It was noeg right away when they entered Eretz Yisrael. Kilaim, so wheat and. Grapes, Sheisur and Isra Olam, it's prohibited forever. Never becomes Mutter Kilayim, never expires. Visur and Isra Anah, it's prohibited in Anah, but he even said you have to burn it. Ve'ein Heter Lisurin, there's no way of being Mutter Kilayim. Ein Adin, Sheinagu Bein Baharis Bein Bechutz Laharis. Of course, that's Naik Bein Baharis Bein Bechutz Laharis. Kavah Chaimer from Chadash. Ve'hu Adin La'Arla B'Shtayim. Arla doesn't have all three, but it's got two of the three. Which two of the three? Which two? Everybody say, which two? Arla doesn't have all three, but it's got two things on Chadash. It's more common than Chadash in two ways. Which two ways? So look at Rashi. V'udin la'arla b'shtayim. Av ha'arla bo b'kav v'chomer. Could also be derived from a kav v'chomer from Chadash. If Chadash applied in Eretz Yisrael right away and it applies in Chutz La'aretz, kav v'chomer arla. Why? Av ha'arla bo b'kav v'chomer zeh b'shnei ha'chachos. Two proofs. Av ha'pisha shlishi ein pa. Doesn't have the third, but it's got the first two. What are the first two? She'ein Isur Isur Olam. It doesn't apply forever. It becomes mutter. It doesn't have that. No, I'm sorry. Einba. Ein Isur Isur Olam. It is not Asa forever. It becomes mutter. But it is Asa and Hana. Ve'ein lo hetu b'sechem Isur. There's no way of being matir Arla. You can't make it permitted in any way. First 3 years of the fruit, there's nothing you can do to make it mutter. And it is also by now that we require Srefer just like Kohen Kerem. How? What's its one weakness? It is not prohibited forever. Why is it not prohibited forever? Why is it not prohibited forever? Because the fourth year it's allowed. So look at Tosfos. Look at Tosfos. V'hu adin la'arla b'shtayim, perish b'kuntres, af agav de'ein yisur yisraelam, even though it's not also forever, demuteres b'shana revius. It's mutter in the fourth year. Mihu isura isura ana. It is asura ana. And had to betar kimei isura. You can't permit it in the first 3 years. Hiksha Rebbeinu Tam. What in the world does Netar Rivai have to do with Arla? The fruits of the first 3 years are never mutter. They're asur li oilam voed. If you would preserve them, it would continue to be asur. Hiksha Rebbeinu Tam. Arei aprisha gola b'shnei Arla. Those fruits that grew in the first 3 years, asur li oilam. It's not like Chadosh. That wheat becomes mutter. That very same package of flour becomes mutter after the carbon omer. Or if you don't bring the carbon omer, you wait till the next day, it's mutter. These fruits will never be mutter. Hapri shagolah v'shnei arla asa li'olam ve'ein heter. Upeir shabenu tam, the arla zu, v'na revi'is kamar. What it means is, the arla of this year, arla zu, v'shana revi'is kamar, the yesh heter li'surah ayudei pidyon. What it means is, how does arla have a kula? How does Arla have a kula? Yesh hatu lisura. What it means is, in the fourth year, the fruits that grew in the fourth year, what? The fruits that grew in the fourth year, you could be part of them. That's yesh hatu lisura. But 1 minute, Rabbi Isai. 1 minute. So where's the yesh hatu lisura? In the fourth year. So therefore, Arla doesn't have three chumras over Chadash, only two things that are more chumras. Still, it's good enough for a kavachaymer, but it only has two. But yesh hatu lisura. doesn't have the third. Why? Because he could be paided in the fourth year. Why is he calling Netarivai Arla? He says, Arla only has two chumers, not three, because Yeshat Lisu, in the fourth year, he could be paided. He's calling the fourth year Arla. When the Gemara said Arla is Heta Lisu, it's referring to the fourth year parents. That's Netarivai. Rashi didn't want to say that. Why didn't Rashi want to say that? Rashi said, after 3 years, it's permitted. So Rabbeinu Tam said, yeah, those fruits never become permitted. The tree becomes permitted, but those fruits never become permitted. It's a good argument. I understand. Good argument. Not the same as Chadosh. Chadosh, that same bag of flour becomes permitted. Why did Rashi say like Rabbeinu Tam? Rabbeinu Tam said, no, but it means, Poshut, in the fourth year, you can be part of the fruit, there'll be mutter. Just like Chadosh, after the second day of Pesach, it will be mutter. The answer is, Rashi didn't want to say that. Why not? Because Netarivai is not Arla. Netarivai is a separate thing in the fourth year. You got to be part of the fruits. That has nothing to do with Arla. Arla is the first 3 years of the tree. For fourth year of the tree is called Netarivai. Separate halacha, nothing to do with Arla. The Gemara would not say then that Arla is Yesh Hatali Surah because you can be part of the fruits in the fourth year. That's Netarivai. Nothing to do with Arla. So perhaps that's why Rashi didn't say like Rabbeinu Tam. Either way, he sounded like from Rabbeinu Tam like the Goyim. And the Goyim understood that the Revi is part and parcel of Arla. So if the Arla, Allah Chomash Misina, Arla and Chutzar, has come to me with fire, Shalas Eretz Yisrael, not only does the mitzvah of Arla transfer the use of Arla, so does that the Revi. And the Rambam rejected it perhaps for two reasons. Number one, Arla of Chutzar is Mechadesh, a new din. That's why there's no Malkus, perhaps no Hanan, no Sreifa, doesn't apply Natul to Rabbim. But perhaps that's why that the Revi doesn't carry over. It's not coming to explain the Pasuk in the Torah. It's a separate thing. And the Rambam seems to have understood Netarivai is not Arla. Even if it would, Netarivai is its own separate concept. Easter, Arla is an Easter, Netarivai is a mitzvah. And perhaps that's why the Rambam didn't carry it over as well. Even though it applies in itself, it doesn't apply in concepts. Okay, Shkayachel.